If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Pinnacle Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Pinnacle Bank. Saving for tomorrow can start today at Pinnacle Bank in Lincoln and Waverly. Let them help your money grow. Stop by to see them at one of their 12 local branches or open up your new savings account today at Pinnacle Bank. Member FDIC.
Snow's not stopping them.
No.
Either. I got a hold of Brian Smith. Will you guys be closed with the potential snow?
He probably laughed.
He did. There was a kind of a good hearty joke, chuckle. Bill. A hearty chuckle.
Dang.
Yes.
God.
And he did talk about that ring of keys he has, and every door has a different key, so it takes Brian about...
You're got to be kidding.
Like an hour and 15 minutes to go around and unlock every single door at PBA.
Okay, he now does that almost seems inefficient. Who am I to judge?
They want to keep it old school. Yeah, they want to keep it old school. So, hey, we're just going to have a key on here. We don't need a keypad to unlock it.
Yeah, Marlon has to come to Lincoln every day and unlock PBA.
Yeah, he does. Heads down there.
You know what that is? That's power right there.
That's power, yes. And they will be working in the. I wonder about the incredible storm that's hitting at Ashland up north.
20 minutes away.
20 minutes
they're
away.
Get pounded, yeah. But maybe nothing here.
We could leave here right now and be there in 20 minutes. And it appears as if that is going to be in harm's
that's
way.
That's the cutoff, apparently. Yeah.
What is the deal, Jake? It's very confusing.
They keep saying the north side of I-80 is where it's going to get rough, and the south side.
Just cuts off right there. Sometimes it does that. It does.
I don't know why the weather does what it does. That's just what it's doing right now.
Ashland's going to get pounded, and we're going to get one.
Yeah. Ashland kids, they're already canceling school.
Up north.
I think Northport.
He's headed
north where?
Yeah, I didn't even know that was like north
of us. We're going to go duck hunting up north. Where? Ashland. I didn't know that was part of it.
How due north is it?
Or northeast, right?
I'd say pretty northeast.
Yeah.
It's not very due at all.
I've never noticed I was going north when I went to Ashland.
Never, when you went through Green,
north-ish, pretty straight
north-ish
shot. Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, Brian.
Yes, thank you to Pinnacle Bank for sponsoring Hour 2. By the way, quick correction before we move on.
Was there a rebuttal?
Something that Rick said. I just want to clarify that Tiger Woods is not playing this week.
Oh, he's not?
No. Tiger Woods does host the Genesis Open at Riviera in California. He is not playing. He said he might play, potentially could play in the Masters in April.
I read that.
And he will be there to represent his tournament. He's still doing the indoor, seemingly the TGL, whatever that is called. He's playing that. But Tiger Woods will not be playing this weekend at Riviera. But he will be there on the premises.
Rick did say it was everywhere.
He said it was on the golf gym. Yeah,
that's why I had to correct.
Okay, now I'm a little confused.
He had a press conference. He's on the premises. He's not playing, though.
Okay.
If you turn on the golf channel, it's everywhere.
Has Tiger made the turn yet? I don't think he's in the lounge.
Got a cocktail in his hands, man. He's doing well. Double fisting. 464-5685. Call or text, as always. I was reading Robin Washington of Husker Line on three.
That's what I thought you were doing.
He had a little bit of a... He wasn't very happy with Nebraska ball.
Let's cover this.
The loss on Tuesday.
Robin.
Title of the article is about Nebraska ball's toughness is being questioned right now as we get into the deep part of the Big Ten season. Now, let's not forget, Nebraska, again, as Bill said earlier, 24 straight wins back to last year. They were 20-0 to start the season. They were never a great rebounding team, but we didn't really bring up all the time, hey, they can't rebound because they won these games, and they're blowing teams out left and right. It wasn't really a conversation. Now you face tough teams like Michigan, Illinois, Purdue, Iowa, and they've had big rebounding numbers against you, and so you're starting to question the toughness, at least on the boards, which we did not question at all for 20 games. That's probably due to the schedule.
Is it a toughness? I don't know. It depends how you want to define the word toughness. I don't know that it's a toughness issue. I think it's sort of a... I have the article in front of me. I think it's maybe the lack of athleticism a little bit.
Size is an issue. Toughness also is that we always talk about in football that fatigue will make a coward out of everybody. It just depends when it hits. And that's the one thing I don't see is any sort of toughness or coward issues from fitness level. They're defending hard. I look down at it sometimes when the ball's off the rim. Sometimes I just look at the bodies that are in the fight, and we're at a deficit quite a bit of the time.
In terms of size,
yes,
and athleticism.
Yeah. When you watch,
I don't think it's a toughness issue. Berkey's tough. Rink's tough. Yeah. They're tough guys. Yeah. They're tough, mentally tough guys. Would you say that about Burke?
I would think so.
I would.
Burke is definitely tough.
And like I said, when I always look at, because when the teams will turn it down is when they get tired.
Mm-hmm.
They just say, I don't have any more in me. And like I said, fatigue will make a coward out of everybody at some time. Not the word coward might be strong, but that's what we use.
We understand that.
And I don't see that. I don't see them turning that down defensively with effort.
I don't see it
on the boards. I think it's a little more. It's more of a personnel.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. I don't think Braden Frager lacks toughness, nor do I think Cale Jacobson lacks toughness. I would say those are tough guys. I would just say they're limited size wise. Nebraska,
and you wonder why that. I mean,
I don't agree with that.
There's a skill set that someone like a Rodman had of being able to see a ball shot immediately, and then being able to tell. That ball's short. That ball's long. That ball's going to come off. They had a sense. Sam has that sense.
I was going to say, Sam has that.
Sam has a sense. Like, oh, he's always around the ball. Well, he has a sense when the ball goes up. It's not like, well, bedamned. I had no idea it was going to be short. Yeah, he did. He could sense it right away when he saw the ball leave his hand.
Yep.
Or that's a different part of it. I don't know if it's a toughness issue, but I will say this. It is an issue.
It's an issue.
Two offensive rebounds.
It's an issue, Jake. But I don't look at this team and go, "Boy, they lack toughness." Not at all. I'd say the opposite.
I think you question toughness when you get blown out. Like last night, you can question USC's toughness getting beat by 36 at home in Illinois. Okay, what's that?
I definitely wonder about
Nebraska. Nebraska did not shoot the ball well at Iowa, and they still had a chance. They were down three with a minute to go. It was an ugly game that you were not getting beat down in, blown out. Michigan game. Had a chance to win. Illinois, you lost by 9. Again, bigger team. We didn't question the toughness that night. Now they were just a really big team.
The one thing I would say is, and on that night, was it Tuesday night?
Against Iowa, yes.
Iowa was tougher. They're a tougher team that night. I don't know that's always going to be that way, but on that night they were.
I'd agree. If somebody would say, hey, one side wins the toughness. It's not going to say, pick one. I'd have picked Iowa. Yeah, I would have taken Iowa's defense.
Yeah, they play. They turned it up. They don't always play that way.
And how many times in the Iowa game was the ball available at like the fingertips up here? And we weren't able just to go up and snatch the ball. We're not able to do
that's
that.
That's not a toughness thing.
No,
though.
I don't think so. No, I didn't see it. Whereas, like, and also like that, someone like Frager. How many games has he been in to be okay? I need you to really, really rebound. How many times has that been? We do need him in that spot. Yeah. But where's he at, skill set wise, at this time and development wise?
Yeah, he's.
Nobody questions the toughness of Sam Hoiberg, but I think part of one of his stat lines is curious in terms of why is he the leading rebounder on the team? Why is he a point guard?
Well,
that's a good point.
Is that a toughness thing, or is that just the fact that you don't have true bigs that can, you know?
I mean, if you just go player to player, I'm not questioning toughness. I mean, I'm questioning a little bit. I mean, Rink is banged up, and he's not particularly athletic. I think this is largely a Rink discussion. He's your big. But he's banged up. I don't fault him necessarily because he's got a bad knee that nobody talks about and a bad shoulder, and he's 39.
Going on 40.
I just don't see it as a toughness issue. Dustin, I think it's more about athleticism.
Good comment from Dustin. Dustin says, I think you guys are looking at it differently than Robin. I don't think he thinks this team is not tough, but rather is not physical on rebounds. I agree with him. I understand.
Okay.
I understand overall height and athleticism, but on some rebounds, we lack being physical and getting in there. Sam is the only one who consistently does that for this basketball
Berkey
team.
Berkey seems willing to me.
I mean, we get out physical on balls that are available. That's on film. I don't think that Fred would be like, that doesn't happen to us hardly at all.
Fred would say.
What did he talk today, maybe, or tomorrow?
Yeah.
I think he'll talk to
the rebounding thing is an issue. It's a huge issue.
And also, just remember, that's a veteran staff with a veteran coach. So just think how much work and discussion has went into defense, rebounding. I mean, it's not like going, oh, guys, it'll come around. We'll be okay. Do what we do. It'll work out. It's been stressed. I guarantee it's been. The strain on this has been to the point of it's just every time there's an offensive rebound, you can almost see it on Nebraska's face. You can feel the fan base when there's an offensive rebound by the opponent.
Yeah,
it's just like
How about 12 times against Iowa?
Yeah, I mean, you just feel it. And then the worst part about Iowa is they didn't go back up with it. They ate up the whole shot clock.
Yeah,
this is what he wrote.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. ForHers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit ForHers.com.
This makes sense. Not only has Nebraska now dropped four of its past six, but a common theme in those defeats has been opponents dictating the game with physicality. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. I don't look at it as a pure rebounding discussion, but if you want to say in these losses, the opponent dictated the game with physicality, yeah, I'd say that. But I'd say Illinois did it.
But our reaction is to the headline. The headline was toughness.
Right.
Right.
What's the headline?
The word toughness used.
Nebraska's toughness is becoming growing concern after getting bullied at Iowa.
Because I've seen some guys that are, like you said, that are playing defensive line, playing six technique or playing four eye or three technique, and they're way undersized, and they're getting – they can't hold up.
But they're not.
But they're not lack of touch. Right. It's like they're giving you, it's like they're putting their face in the fan to get it done. So I think that's where I think just the one word toughness, but the physicality part, not wrong on.
No, they're not. But no. Rob's not wrong. And I think it's frustrating. It's a Samford conversation. They're chasing him, holding him, doing whatever they have to do to Samford. That's part of this.
I think that the conversation, the most that stands out to me is one player, that the guy that should be helping that we really don't even play is Garcia. And for some reason, not feel that he is the ability to rebound. Because I don't see him as on the field. He runs the court, pretty athletic. How tall is he?
6'7",
for sure. Yeah. I thought he was a little tall. I thought he was 6'8", 6'9". Anyway, point was, big body that you don't – you think you need somebody that's just like, what do I do? I get rebounds, and that's what I do.
That'd be nice if they had that. If they had that guy. If they had that guy. Yeah. And there's guys like that out there. Like Trey Kaufman Wren has been that guy for Purdue at
times. Garcia's 6'8", 245.
6'8".
In a big body. Thick body.
Remember against Purdue when Kaufman Wren only scored like four, but he had 19 rebounds?
Yeah.
That guy would be good.
Yeah. Exactly.
And even in that game, Nebraska gets, tons of rebounds against them, and they fight back from 22 down in the second half to force overtime. That's tough. That's toughness.
Yeah, you're
didn't give up. They could easily give them that.
I don't see this team as a lack of toughness.
The thing is, there's not answers to it. There's not this great answer to where all of a sudden it's going to be, okay, we got to get Jacobson to be an unbelievable rebounder. Or we have to, that's a tough answer. To be able to play in position that they're in.
I don't know. What do you do? The question I have in my mind is, what do you do when the opponent, brings its pressure out to the floor and they are all over you at the three-point line? And they got you in a stranglehold, as you said, like Purdue did. And they're switching everything and nobody's open. The only solution I can think in my layman's mind is you got to get guys cutting to the rim.
Cut to the rim where you have to go inside like they did some to Rink, but we just weren't very successful.
Yeah,
I mean, he had a couple layups, so but when he was defended, we didn't do well.
No.
And so that's the answer is, like, you want to be all over the perimeter, we're going down low. That's the answer, and we're limited there.
Right, it seems like it, doesn't it? Jake?
Someone asked me the other day if I could, hypothetically, if you could add one person from last year's team, this team.
Hypothetical.
Who would you ask? I said it would not be Bryce.
Williams?
It'd be Bryce. It'd be Juwan Gary because he was an alpha rebounder. He was a great rebounder.
I don't disagree with you.
Right? Bryce Williams, phenomenal player.
I'm on
Team Big
Jake.
Ten first player.
I don't disagree.
But yet, I think it had to be Juwan Gary with this particular team.
Could Juwan Gary add about 3 inches, though? That would be what
I don't know, but he was a great rebounder still.
Yeah, he still was a rebounder.
What was he? Six?
6'6", maybe?
Yeah. I'd be nice 6'9".
Is it just me too, Juwan Gary, which I really enjoyed watching him play?
Loved him.
It's almost like he didn't play here.
His name.
You don't hear his name. I mean, it's the first time we've mentioned his name all year. And the guy was a dude.
He was one of the best players last couple of years.
He was. But you're right.
He made the tournament with that team 2 years ago.
Yes.
He was on that team. Then last year again, fell apart. his team did, but
yeah, they would
he was
need
there.
Him more. They would need him more.
I'm sure there's a high sense of frustration right now in the Nebraska camp because it's like, okay, what's our answer? And they always say, how many times have I told you guys in football something you go, oh, what all changed here? I said, it's on film now.
Yes.
It's on film now. This is, I mean, you don't play Nebraska in a 2-3 zone and just let Price and guys get wide open shots. No, we're not doing that. That's how we're playing them. And it's all going to be copied. So whatever you see now will be copied perfectly.
If you see, I mean, remember when the Texas A&M game in Memphis?
How could you forget that disaster?
Fred,
98
Fred
points.
In the off-the-record sessions was saying, this is a horrible matchup. We got a bad matchup. And it's because of what we're saying. Because Texas A&M could engulf them with their athleticism. It's still kind of the same conversation. If you get a matchup in the NCAA tournament against a really athletic team that can guard,
and aren't most that way in the tournament though? Isn't that kind
well,
of
well? Not all.
Are the not best all team, of them.
A lot, some a lot more of than them. Others.
A lot That's of why them. The seeding like, matters so much. It does. I mean, it does. When you get down into that, when you get down and you're playing a 10 seed or something, it's like, ooh, that's pretty good ball.
Yeah,
that's pretty good ball.
I mean, to beat those teams, Nebraska has to hit 18 to 23s in the game, probably.
I don't know what it
right?
is. Well,
I mean, they made 15 against Illinois at home and lost by 9. They made 10 in the first half of that game.
Yeah.
I mean, they shot exceptional and still lost the game. Second half wasn't as good, and you saw what happened there. And the thing is, Nebraska is capable of that type of, like, they can do that. Yeah. But to do it that many games in a row is going to be.
The biggest
difficult.
Factor offensively, you don't have a scorer. You have shooters, and so you don't have a Wogler that can get clear
Drive,
out
yep.
and you say I've got it. And then if they have to,
don't
they have,
really
they
have that.
They have to get the ball out of his hands. That's when you get he goes to the hoop.
You don't have that.
Collapse down. The ball gets out. You don't have that. So you're constantly trying to get guys open by running movement and screens. That's what you're trying to do.
Bill got to the heart of the matter there. That's a good point. They don't have the ISO guy.
No. You did see twice against Iowa. Again, Fragerman had a good drive 1-on-1, and so did Sam. But that's one off. That's not a consistent.
Frager's as close as you're going to get.
Frager can.
Yeah, he's as close as you're going to get.
I just don't know if he still is fully healthy yet or fully right from that injury.
I mean, I watched some of the shots made, and even though he's awkward, but Martinelli does some things that's pretty
he
interesting.
Awkward.
He's kind of awkward looking, but he goes to the rim, and the ball is always up with a chance to go in.
He's a great example of what you're talking about. Yeah. You can ISO Martinelli, and he'll get you a hoop.
Get you a chance. Hey, where are we going? So if we're going for a basket right now, where are we going with? Movement.
And
screens off
Samford's
ball.
Not an ISO guy.
No.
He's not. You don't give the ball to Samford and say, okay,
clear it out. Yeah.
No, definitely not.
That's sort of part of the essence of the conversation. Fred's got some challenges. I thought Fred's face in the second half was that of a coach who knows, ooh, this is going to get rough down the stretch because teams are on to us.
When you watched last night, the end of the game, I didn't see that from Hurley. Hurley's like, we played awful. We didn't do
good.
We'll
be fine.
We'll be just fine. I mean, and he was almost like, we needed this. We needed Creighton to come in here and do this to us. So I can coach him so hard now.
Yeah.
Because we go out and beat him by 20. I got the same problems, and we're going to lose somewhere down the line. And he had that look on his face like, no.
See, that's the one thing, Jake, I hate. I mean, I think Bill will agree with this. The one thing that you have to consider is that, like, a team like UConn's way more talented than Nebraska. I mean, it is. I watched him against Creighton. I just thought, oh, God.
I saw him from about
Nebraska's not that team.
I saw him from about row 6, and I came back, and I said, I think they can win it all. And then Creighton goes and beats him. But that's that kind of talent. When you see him, it's
you
like.
You get beat sometimes.
And they played 10.
Right.
They
played
they played 10 guys, and so when they're in that must win, that hey, we lose and go home. There's a different feeling.
That was
they got caught sleeping, but it made Jake happy.
Temporary happiness, Bill.
Jake, that's the beauty of that tournament, but that's what makes the tournament hard. Is everybody's playing like there's no tomorrow. So a team like UConn, I mean, yeah.
That's why, again, as we have only 5 games to go regular season, you'd like to see that bench be more useful for Nebraska. It's just not. He doesn't trust the guys in the bench.
And the matchup and worked for Iowa with getting enough points. But that was – Nebraska needs a free-flowing game. They need to be up and down the court and things flow. That's when you see against – they made a comeback against against Purdue. Things were moving.
You nailed it, though. True. You nailed it. That's what Fred, that's when he went to the podium against Illinois and said, we need a free-flowing offense, and we're not allowed to get it because teams are grabbing us. And he was sending a message to the refs, but
it hasn't been received.
Not really.
I mean, and that matchup was, for anybody, Iowa made enough shots and played great defense. It just, because all of a sudden they're down six. Their whole game is, it's like I said, when you're playing Air Force and they're down, ten
it's
with
like
2 minutes
24.
To go. And you're just like, yeah, it's like, well, what are we doing?
Oh, I used to cover Nebraska teams like that. Yeah. When they got down. Yeah. It was trouble.
It was over.
What is Jamal just going to start winging around the yard? It was trouble. If they got down 14, it's like,
it's over now.
They got to start throwing. You got to start Jamal. But anyway, that's it, Bill. They have to run a free flowing offense. So what do you think opposing coaches look at? They're not going to run a free flowing offense against us. We're going to make damn sure they're not running a free-flowing offense. So do what you have
to do. But even like that Minnesota game, they played great defense for a half, and then they couldn't keep it up. Nebraska blew them out because they eventually tired out. I would never tired out that game.
No, they're playing for something big, it seemed like. That's the thing.
When we come back, Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Pinnacle Bank on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
With all the GLP-1 companies out there, how does someone know which one's actually reliable?
I tell people to look at four things. Is it safe? Does it work? Is it affordable? And will you actually get clinical support? When you use that filter, one brand keeps standing out. Bleav. They use U.S. pharmacies. People see results close to the research, about 18% weight loss. It's around $4 a day, and they include nurse support at no extra cost. And full disclosure, I actually use them. I signed up during my lunch break and got approved before I even left work.
Okay, I just Googled it while you were talking, and yeah, it really does look simple. For anyone listening who wants to check it out, where should they go?
It's joinbleav.com, spelled B-L-I-V.
So if you've been curious about GLP-1s, joinbleav.com might be a good place to start.